Blog Talk Radio.
That light has come, the glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pull sheets up of our lovers, we're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge, the fountains of living waters. This showers me with righteousness, restores my order, and turns this song to a king, a song for my soul to sing. That brought me down very low, my garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, pray this be the Most High that brought me out of his sanity, crushed the towers of vanity and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now Yah's planet.
We don't
see.
Fly from fear, yeah. We don't march from fear, yeah. We don't dance, we don't sleep, we don't run from fear, run from. We don't fly from fear, yeah. We don't march from fear, yeah.
A thousand meters rough, measure waters came to your ankle. The method did repeat, waters came right to your knee. Before you further Joe goings, waters came to your loins. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fists left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on sides of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolish sin forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's purge ourselves really quickly. Make out those polished this 50 so we gone.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. And shalom to everyone. And welcome to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. And praise the mighty Yah for everybody that is tuned in to our broadcast, Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Moriah Isha Yisrael, of the House of Israel, Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring nothing but the truth. We're not the only reason that everyone has tuned in to listen and watch our broadcast is because of your great fear and love towards the mighty Yah. So we praise the mighty Yah for your attentiveness, so that we may bring unto you the word of the Most High this evening. For Yahweh is the truth, and we bring forth his truth. And I and the teachers have been raised up to bring Yah's truth to you. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only king, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel in the world. Yahweh is the creator, and there is none other but Yah. And we're going to discuss the great words of the mighty Yah. Yesterday, or last night, Moriah Shaya was able to bring forth the words of Yah, and in doing so, he taught about being focus-driven, and he mentioned and taught and showed the people that if you're going to be focus-driven, you should be focused on what Yahweh focused on. And when Yahweh did anything, and when Yahweh was ready to build, as we should be attempting to build, you built with light. That's how Yahweh started it, with the light. The first thing Yahweh did and said was the light. In order to see what you want to build, in order to know where you want to go, you need the light. But you need the light of Yah. And this light happens to be the law of the Most High, his word. So if you're going to be focused on anything, then it should be the most important thing. For look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Or even better, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. In the third verse, it states, and he humbled thee and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you or your fathers have known, that he may know to make know what is in, that he may make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. So, if you're going to be focused on anything, why wouldn't it be the very thing that you and I should be living by? And that is the word of Yah, which is light, which is how you have light, and it's how you gain light, and it's how you become light. And in keeping with that same thought, keeping with that same flow of what we should be focused on and being focus-driven, we still should look and see and remain in being about what Yahweh focuses on. Because as was read yesterday, if a man build a house, he that built it labor in vain, lest Yahweh built the house. And if you want your house built, if you want yourself built up, who doesn't want to be built up? Who doesn't want to leave a legacy? Who doesn't want to leave a mark? Who doesn't want to be somebody? Also, it was stated yesterday that we have to start with self if you're going to be focused. Focus on yourself. And how are you going to focus on yourself? By being about the word of Yah. And if you want to be built, and if you want to be left for recognition, for good, and for change, and for growth, and for enlightenment, that your children can look to and say, yes, my father, my mother, my family, my house is something to behold. Happy about where they come from, have values, standards, pillars, morals. What are you building if you're not building a sure house? And if you're going to build a sure house, how are you going to build it without the word of the Most High? And another reason it is very important that we today are squaring in our focus, throwing in our focus, because we, brothers and sisters, are in the latter days. We are in the latter days. I know it might seem trivial to some folks that believe folks like us are always talking about the day is at hand. But don't let this message bypass you that we are in the latter days. When else has there been a time where the things that are written in the scriptures about the end time are coming about today in 3D. For instance, you've read in the scriptures many a time about the fourth beast and learned that this fourth beast would be the fourth kingdom on earth and that it would be greater than all the other kingdoms. And diverse, and that there will be a little horn that will raise up and speak great words. And wouldn't you have it that you have a king that they don't all speak great words against the Most High? Everything that come out of his mouth is about being great. A great wall, a great country, made great again, a great this and a great that. It's going to be marvelous. It's going to be great. And what other time have you been a part of that you've been hearing black liberation leaders speak about? We've been here 400 years since the 1900s. And still, this is the time your own oppressors, your own captors are commemorating that you've been here 400 years. Where is that in the Holy Scriptures? Who is that about? Abraham's children. And who are you? The seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When has there been a time like now? Well, there hasn't been Because these are the latter days that Yahweh has spoken of. And be it the case that these are the latter days, if you fear the Most High, then this is the time to get focused on Yahweh. Therefore, you would think the world of Israel would be rushing to know the truth of the Most High. But unfortunately, many of our people could care less. And unfortunately, many of us will perish. Let me show you what Yahweh has said about the last days. In the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, I'm reading at the 15th verse, where it states, "For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword, Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh will be many." If Yahweh's going to plead with all flesh with a sword and flames of fire, what makes you think that you got time to worry about anything else? Yahweh is not coming to have a long table discussion. Yahweh is not coming to have open forum or a conference. Let me show you what Yahweh said about his return. In the book of Nahum, the first chapter states in the second verse, "Elohim is jealous and Yahweh revenges. Yahweh revenges and is furious. Yahweh will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves his wrath for his enemies. Yahweh is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Yahweh has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry, and dries up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yes, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can dwell in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him." But look at verse 7. "Yahweh is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him." So, the coming of the Most High is not going to be what anybody thinks it's going to be. The coming of the Creator is going to be a fiery day, a tumultuous time, one that burns, one that trembles, one that cuts asunder. Also, look in the book of Malachi, the first chapter. And why? Why am I showing you the scary stuff? Because we got to get ourselves together. What are we focusing on? Where's our focus at? And maybe, just maybe, those that tremble at the word of Yah will hear this message and say, man, I need to get focused on the right thing. In Malachi, the fourth chapter, the first verse, it says, for behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that comes shall burn them up, says Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith Yahweh of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded to him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments thereof. And what is this letting us know? That Yah is coming, and when he comes, you're not going to be able to withstand it if you're not focused. And what did we see? Yahweh said, how do you not get burnt up? He said, but to you that fear my name. And how do you build a sure house if you ain't doing it in the name of Yah? How do you establish a sure legacy of righteousness if it's not in the name of Yah? How are you established if it's not by the name of the Most High? And how are you going to be saved out of this trouble if it's not by the name of Yah? But our people are focused on ourselves, in the sense of we thinking our name is what's going to save us out of trouble. You know, one thing that this heathen and your enemy has done so craftily is make your name some kind of commodity in which you are always trying to protect, build up, and get clean. There's so many things that they attack your name with. One thing that our people worry about a lot is credit. Oh, my credit score. They done put a score, a number to your name to to dictate and determine how much money you can borrow and loan and how you're going to be able to buy a house or a car or an appliance. Then they got your criminal record attached to your name and a social security number attached to your name. And all these things attached to your name. And you spinning your wheels and spending your time and making sure my name got to be right. My name got to be clean. My name, and that's good. A good name is better than silver and gold. But what does Yahweh mean by this good name? Being better than silver and gold. What is a good name? How does your name be a good name? Well, I tell you, it ain't running after the banks. That's not going to make you a good name. It ain't running after robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's not going to give you a good name. Undoubtedly, you don't want a criminal record and you don't want horrible credit history. But is what going to save you? Look at how good name was in the book of Genesis. The 32nd chapter. Start at the 24th verse. And Jacob was left alone, and they wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. You understand? This man that Yaakov was wrestling with couldn't prevail against him. And so he pulled out a special angelic move and touched the hollow of his thigh and made his thigh go out of joint. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And so verse 26, it says, and he said, let me go, for the day breaks. Even though he had him hobbling, he still didn't let him go. He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And what better blessing can you get than a good name? And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Yaakov. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince have you power with Elohim and with men, and have prevailed. This is the blessing that Jacob got. He got his name changed to the name that Yahweh gave him, which was Israel. Yah said that's his name that he gave you. As a man, as a prince, has power with Elohim and man, and has prevailed. This is a good name. This is the name you should be looking to have. This is the name that you should shine to the world. This name belongs to Yah. He gave you this name. If you want to build a sure house, if you want your name to be looked at with honor and respect, then you should be focused on what Yahweh focused on. And Yahweh focused on his name. Are we focused on his name? In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, says, in the 7th verse, you shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain. For Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Yahweh's name is so important that you're not allowed to take it in vain. You're not allowed to take Yah's name lightly for nothing. You're not allowed to play with the name of the Most High. And if he don't want you playing with his name, you can't play with Israel, because that's his name. You can't play with the name Israel. That's the name of the Most High. That name belongs to him. He said, I gave you my name. Did he not? In the book of Isaiah 45. Verse 4 says, for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. And what did he surname us? Israel. What's the surname? It's the name of your master. It's the name that belongs to your master. Israel belongs to Yah. That name belongs to him, and he gave it to you. You can't take the name of Yah in vain. Yahweh said that this world of the wicked, the prideful in the world, the halt, the ones that have lifted up their head, when he comes, they'll be turned to dust. They'll be burnt up. He said, the slain of Yah shall be many, but you trust in his name. The Son of Righteousness shall arise unto you with healing in its wings. And not only can you not play with the name of the Creator, Yahweh, you can't play with the name he gave you, Israel. Because Yahweh is focused on his name. But are we focused? Do we want to make sure this name looked at with honor, looked at with prestige, looked at for wisdom, looked at for light? And how are you going to be saved in these days? By trusting in your name? By trusting in your reputation? By trusting in your honor? No, we can't trust in our own self. We can't trust in our own name. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Joel, in the second chapter. And we'll start reading in the 27th verse. It says, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yah, your Elohim, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day that Yahweh comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of their FICA score, on the name of their bank, on the name of their credit union, on the name of their job, on the name of their teachers. It don't say any of that. Whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. You call on the name of who? Who's your Elohim? If it ain't Yahweh, it ain't going to get you saved. He didn't say, all black people that call on the name of Yah, all white people that call on the name of Yah, all Hispanic people that call on the name of Yah. He said, whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. Yeah, you got to call on the name of Yah. You got to know this name. And you got to be focused on this name. Yahweh is focused on his name. How are you going to build a house? How are you going to build yourself? How are you going to build your children if it ain't in the name of Yah? Who are you having your children, your wife, your household focus on? The name of Yah or the name of your oppressor? Who do you have your house checking for? The oppressor or Yah? Who's going to deliver you in the day of trouble? We already know our enemies are haughty. What does it look like to trust in somebody that's haughty? What did Yahweh say he was going to do with the haughty? Well, he tells you in Isaiah the 24th chapter. In Isaiah 24, start reading in the first verse. It states here in Isaiah 24 and 1, behold, Yahweh makes the earth empty and makes it waste and turns it upside down and scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. Has that not happened? And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest. As with the servant, so with his master. As with the maid, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury. To him, the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for Yahweh has spoken his word. The earth mourns and fade away. The world languishes and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourns and the vine languisheth. All the merry-hearted do sigh. The joy of tambourine ceases. The noise of them that rejoice ends. The joy of the harp ceases. They call, they shall not drink wine with song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man may come in. And why? Because of the haughty. Because of the prideful. Because of the arrogant. And who is Yahweh coming after? The prideful. The haughty. The arrogant. And what is the prideful, the haughty, and the arrogant focused on? Themselves. They ain't focused on Yah. They ain't focused on Yah. They focused on themselves. They dreams. They aspirations. What they going to be in 10 to 20 years. How they going to make a name for themselves. Our people, the writing is on the wall for our people. Our 400-year sentence is surely coming up. And what are you focused on in these latter days? If some, you know how they all ask, where you going to be in 10 years? What's your 10-year plan? Let somebody ask me, what's my 10-year plan? 10-year plan, well, my 1-year plan is to make it. Serving Yah, doing the word of Yah, And why? Because Yahweh's coming. I don't want to be worried about how am I going to make my job, or my job's going to allow me to be the director of sales or branch office leader or whatever in 2 years. And then in 5 years, I'm going to establish my own American business. And then in 10 years, I should be the CEO, be able to vacation in Belize somewhere. I want my children to go to the greatest Ivy League universities in America. What they got to do with Yahweh? What they got to do with Yahweh's name? Yahweh said he about to burn up the haughty. Are not your oppressors haughty? Are not your oppressors wicked? Are not your oppressors breaking the everlasting covenant? They the ones that is on the chopping block. And you want to be like them still? We still want to be like our oppressors. We still want to drink out of our oppressor's water fountain. We still want to drink, eat from our oppressor's restaurant. Live in our oppressor's neighborhood. Wear our oppressor's clothes. All these fancy designer, expensive high-end brand. They got all this buffoonery of making fun of you. Showing you in blackface, shoes that look like blackface, scarves that look like blackface, hats that look like blackface, shirts that look like blackface, just laughing at you. Since they can't put it on the Disney cartoon anymore, because you know back in the day, Walt Disney, everybody loved Disney movies, want to break their neck to see the next Disney movie, but back in the day, they did a bunch of blackface cartoons, and they can't do that anymore, so they just put it on the clothing. They put it in the little places where high society is, and they still laughing at you. But a few black folks and a few people done caught them. Now they got to take their stuff off the shelf. But it's been on the shelf. You want to dress like them, and you want to act like them, and you want to talk like them, and you want to shop where they shop, and walk where they walk, and eat where they eat. And Yahweh said they haughty. Yahweh said that they are wicked. And you focusing on what they want? No, we need to focus on what Yahweh wants. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. They so haughty, they going to commemorate 400 years of black people in America. Like, this ain't in the scriptures. Like, Yahweh ain't say that Abraham's seed will be a stranger in the land, and they shall serve them, and they shall be afflicted 400 years. And that nation whom they serve, afterward, that nation whom they serve, I will judge. They acting like that part don't even exist. They acting like this 400 years is just whatever. Oh, let's just celebrate. Why you think they celebrate 400 years? And they going to celebrate it. They going to commemorate it. Like, yay, black people, such a rich history in America. They get given that money for this. And you still languishing. And you still oppressed. And you still afflicted. And you still serving them while they going to celebrate your servitude. And they so haughty to think that they just going to get away with this. Yahweh said he's coming for them, and he's going to burn them up. And you want to be with them? Still want to be in their institutions? You still want to be fighting for their systems? In Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, the 22nd verse, the Almighty Elohim states, and we're going to start a little earlier it says in Ezekiel 36, verse 20, and when they entered into the heathen where they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. See, Yah's name's been profaned because he's focused on his name. He's watching what goes on with his name. Verse 21, but I had pity for my holy name. Yahweh said he had pity for his holy name. And why? Because his name is holy. Because it's sacred, because it's set apart, because it's clean, because it's pure, because it's the thing that he used to actually build the heavens and earth and sea and all that therein is. He used his name. His name brings about life. His name is living and is existence. His name is the fountain of living waters, and therefore his name is pure, and his name is sacred, and his name is holy. So he had pity for his holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, wherever they went. Therefore, saith the house of Israel, therefore say to the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, I do not this for your sake. So don't think that you happen to be in the latter days and you just might walk out of Babylon. But it ain't for your sake. It ain't because your credit score is 850. It ain't because you kept multiple savings accounts. It ain't because you had 10 and 15 degrees. It ain't because you made sure your children went to Ivy League schools. It ain't because you wore the best of clothes. It ain't because you did this or that. It ain't for nothing you did. It ain't for nothing I'm doing. It ain't for nothing we doing. Yahweh said, I had pity for my holy name. And he said, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith the Master Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. See, Yahweh's doing this for his name's sake. He's not doing it for your name's sake. He's not doing it for your whatever you done with your name, because Yahweh ain't worried about your name. He worried about his name. He focused on his name because it's his name that's sacred. It's his name that's set apart. It's his name that's holy. It's his name that's clean. It's his name which we should trust in. Yah's name, which we should be focused on if we gonna build anything. What is the name that Yahweh mentioned when he told us to gather ourselves together? You wonder what we should be doing in Zephaniah. We go there. The second chapter, the first verse says, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, before the decree breaks forth, before the day pass as a chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger. Yahweh, he didn't tell you to seek someone else. He told you to look for the Most High. How are you going to look for the Most High if you ain't focused on his name? How are you going to build anything if you're not going to do it by the name of Yah? And what should we be thinking about when we think upon his name? How righteous he is. So how righteous we should be. Are you doing this in the name of Yah? Are you doing this in the name of self? If it's in the name of self, it's not going to prevail. The name of self is not going to get you out of the trouble. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter. In Isaiah 26, as a matter of fact, first I want to go to Isaiah 25. And the first verse it says, O Yah, you are my Elohim, I will exalt you. Exactly. Who else should we be exalting? This is the time to lift up the name of Yah. Why would we think to lift up ourselves right now? How is lifting up yourself right now going to do any good? When haughtiness, arrogancy, pridefulness is what Yahweh despises. So you lifting up your name, you making your name all in lights, that's not what's going to get you saved. You should be, we should be, the children of Israel should be focused on lifting up the name of Yah, on bringing up the name of Yah, on magnifying the name of Yah. And it says in Isaiah 25 and 1, Oh Yahweh, you are my Elohim. Who's your power? Who's your strong one? Who's your mighty one? Who's the one you run to in a day of trouble? Who's the one you should be turning to? Yahweh. He's your Elohim. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels are of old, are of faithfulness and truth. Yeah, but not the counsel of man. So why are we going to continue to listen to the counsel of man and praise someone else when they haven't saved us ever? And then in Isaiah 26 and 1, it says, In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Yehuda. We have a strong city, salvation will Elohim appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open you the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you. Trust ye in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is everlasting strength. There's where our strength lies. There's where our might lies. There's where our safety lies. In Yahweh, in that name, and in that name alone shall we trust. And in that name, and in that name alone shall we be focused on to seek to exalt. Because if we lift up Yah's name and put Yah before us, then Yahweh will see you're looking for him. You're calling on him. You're trying to make your ways model his ways. Your thoughts model his. Your actions model his. Why? Because you want Yahweh to notice you. Or do you want man to notice you? See, if you're focusing on yourself in the sense of trying to make your name great, then you must want the attention and the recognition of man. Because that's who lifts you up. Man. Man will recognize you, give you a Nobel Peace Prize, a Pulitzer, a Grammy Award, an Oscar Award, American Music Award, a Writers Guild Award, a Best Boss on the Job, whatever. Get that for man. You get to go home and put your crystal trophy and your golden trophy and your wood and gold plaque and all these different styles of awards, your certificates, and all these things. You get to hang them up on your wall and walk into your room and look at your name on different awards that man has recognized you for. Because that's who's going to recognize you when you go and work hard for yourself and for your name. But if you go out and you work hard for the name of the mighty Yah, then who's going to recognize you then? Well, the one who you are lifting up, the Almighty. And look here in 1 Samuel, because I'll tell you how Yahweh is focused on his name. And if we're going to be focused, yes, we not only have to focus on the word of Yah, focus on Yah's light, because how else are you going to even know about him? You're not even going to be able to see his name. And in 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, it states here in verse 22, "For Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased Yahweh to make you his people." And why isn't he not forsaking you? For his great name's sake. He's focused on his righteous name. He said, "I put my name on you. I gave you my name. I swore by my name that Israel will dwell in the land of Canaan, that Israel will have a house built to my name, and that I will always look upon this house and this city and hear your prayer from heaven. I put my name on this. Therefore, Israel is not consumed." But what are we focused on? Can you say your name can do what Yahweh's name does? Can you have the power to accomplish the things that Yahweh has accomplished, is accomplishing, and will accomplish? Can you do that in your name, in your glory? Going to take you to that place. No, Yahweh's name is magnificent. It will lift you up further than you can ever lift yourself. Yahweh's name is what we should be focused on. Look in the look in the book of 2 Chronicles. And before you go to 2 Chronicles, look in the book of Micah. Just to show you what you need to be looking at. I believe I want Micah, the 6th chapter. Let's read in verse 9, where it says, "Yahweh's voice crieth unto the city." See, that's his word. His word is coming unto you. It's crying unto you right now. If you in whatever city, Yahweh's voice is crying unto you in the city. His word, his light is coming forth to you right now. Yahweh's voice cries to you in the city, and the man of wisdom. And what is wisdom if it's not light? Wisdom is light. The man of wisdom, if you are seeking Yah's word, you seeking Yah's light, you looking for that wisdom, you becoming a person of wisdom, and the man of wisdom shall see your name. Hear ye the rod, and who has appointed it? You see? You don't see the name. But you need Yah's word to see that name. You need Yah's word to build that house. And you need Yah's word to see that name to establish your house. Are you going to build this house in the name of Yah? Are they going to come out your house praying to Yah, calling on Yah, walking in the way of Yah? Or they going to come out your house praying to whatever, walking in the way of whatever, and calling on whatever? Well, if you want to be saved, then they better come out of their house calling on Yah. This man of wisdom will see this name. And you hear the rod, hear the correction. And who appointed it? And who appointed this? Yahweh. But in 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, let's go there. See, Yahweh, he needs you to understand that you should be focused on his word, because his word is your life. That's how you live. You live by his word. You stand. You're established by his name. And in 2 Chronicles, because his name is truth, his name is what establishes things. Once they see, man, that word of Yah, that's how you conduct your house, by the word of Yah? Yeah. Uh-oh. This great law that you conduct in your house by. What's his name again? Yahweh. He's establishing this thing. Now we need to know who gave you this. What is Yahweh? Who is Yahweh? He's the creator. Oh, of everything? Yes. That's how you built this beautiful house, because you modeled it after the creator? I didn't model it after Trump. He done built skyscrapers all in New York City. Golf courses, I ain't model. Why would I model it after him? You're not going to find righteousness there. But in the name of Yah, Yah is righteous. And then we're in 2 Chronicles, 6th chapter. Start reading at verse 30. It states, "Then hear you from heaven, from your dwelling place, and forgive and render to every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you only know the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear you to walk in your ways so long as they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of your people, Israel, but has come from a far country, for your great name's sake, and your mighty hand, and your stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear you from the heavens, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calls to you,
for that all people of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by your name." See, this is where the focus needs to be. Even the stranger, when they see how you conduct yourself in the ways of the Most High, when they see that your ways are so wise and so understanding that it's a bright, illuminating presence that you bring to them. You left them feeling overjoyed, wondering, "Man, my goodness, I need to be like that." And they come up to you and they say, "Hey, where you get all this from?" And what you gonna tell them? Well, if you out for yourself, you're gonna be like, "Man, I built this." And they're gonna be like, "Well, how do I get some?" $79.95. That's how you get it. "I don't got $79.95. Well, then you can't have it. That's not how the Most High works. They're going to see your brightness. They're going to be like, "Man, how can I get this?" You're going to just tell them, "Call on the name of Yah. Face the east. Turn to his house. Turn to the land which his name dwells in, and call on Yah." And then when they ways change, they know it was the great name of the Most High, the great name of Yah. They also can be saved and established. It's only through Yah and no one else. Also go to Psalms 25. And as I mentioned earlier, the Almighty said he coming to burn up people. He coming to deal with people with his sword and his flames of fire. And the only ones that's going to be saved is those that trust in the name of Yah. It's those that call on the name of Yah. Literally, you seen the three Hebrew boys? Who you think they was calling on? They went into the pit of fire. And you know they called on Yah. They sanctified Yah. They hallowed the name of Yah. They separated Yah from everything else. And they stood in that fire like it was a cool day drinking a lemonade and was saved out of it. Because they called on the name of Yah. Because they trusted in the name of Yah. Because they stood for the name of Yah. They didn't take Yah's name in vain. But what are we doing? What are we focusing on? What are we working towards? Before I go to Psalms 25, go to Jeremiah 30. Just to remind you what kind of trouble we're facing. And if you think that the name of JC or the name of the Muslim God or the name of anything else is going to get you out of this trouble, then you are mistaken. In Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, states in the 4th verse, "And these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus saith Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now, and see whether a man does labor with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in labor, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. You know, a time where man is looking like he's giving birth, that's hard. A time where Yah said there's going to be few men left, that's hard. Where he's going to burn up the halty. Where many shall be slain, that is hard. But he said, Yah said, Jacob will be saved out of it. It shall come to pass that in that day, saith Yahweh of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck and will burst your bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve who? Yahweh, their power, their Elohim, their creator, and David the king, who I shall raise up unto them. Yahweh is the one who's going to save you. That's the name we should be working for. And this is the time to just focus on the Most High, on Yahweh. Keep Yahweh on the mind. My brother in the song said, all I know is Yahweh. All I fear is Yahweh. That's how we need to be thinking. All I know is Yahweh. All I fear is Yahweh. As I mentioned, the three Hebrew boys, they sanctified Yah. Got a lot of talk about Hebrew Israelites today. And they going on national airwaves. They talking about them on the news. But are they sanctifying the name of Yah? We got to stand for the name of the Most High and work for the name of the Most High and pray to Yah and trust in his name. And if Yahweh ain't put his name on it, why are we going to do it? Yahweh said it's only his name that's going to save you. He's not saving you for your sake. He's not saving you for your child's sake. He's not saving you for your work. He's going to save you for his holy name's sake. In Psalms 25, verse 10, it says, all the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth to such keep his covenant and his testimony. For your name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my iniquity. For it is great. What? Your name is great. Pardon my, for your name's sake, pardon my iniquity. I'm your servant, and I got all this sin in me. I'm supposed to be for your name, for your name's sake, pardon my iniquity. Because your name is holy, and you said you would do these things. So please, for your name's sake, forgive me, but not for my sake. If I said for my sake, my goodness, I don't even know if you can finish that sentence. Because our sakes, Yahweh ain't doing this for our sakes. He's doing this for his name's sake. And if you go to the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, and again, what are we dealing with? Focusing on Yah's name. You got to focus on the name of Yah. And why? Because Yahweh focused on his name. Yahweh made his name to be the thing that's actually going to get you out of your captivity. Let me show you what I mean. In the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, verse 13, Yahweh says to Abram in verse 13, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety, know of a certain. Meaning, you could bank on this. Yahweh's telling you this. Know of a surety. Know for certain that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Yahweh said that. That was the word of Yah. That was the word of Yah. How do you know it was the word of Yah? Look what it says in verse 4 of the same chapter. And behold, the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, this is Yah's word. Yahweh put his name on this word. Yahweh gave his promise to Abraham. And how are you getting saved? It ain't because you did the right thing. It ain't because I did the right thing. You getting saved for his name's sake. And the only right thing you can do, the only right thing that we can do right now that will lock in your salvation is to call on the name of Yah, is to exalt the name of Yah, is to walk in the word and for the name of Yah. Everything you do should be for the name of the Most High. I'm eating good for Yah's name's sake. Because Yah is holy. Yah told me to eat this. Yah said be this way. And I'm doing it because I want to lift up the name of Yah. I want them to look at me and say, why are you doing that? For Yahweh. Why are you singing that song? For Yahweh. Why are you wearing garments? For Yahweh. In the poor? For Yahweh. Why are you doing that? For Yahweh. Everything I do is for the mighty Yah. Everything. Not doing this for me. Not doing this for you. I'm not even doing this for my wife or my children. I'm doing this for Yah. That's the only right thing you can do. Because Yahweh said, he is not saving you for your sake. He's only doing it for his holy name's sake. So in Isaiah, the 66th chapter, and don't be ashamed to exalt Yah and to let the people know you're doing it for Yah. How else are they going to know who the Most High is if it ain't because of you? You're his servant and you're his witness. Who else is going to witness to the Most High? Everybody else is doing it for Make America Great Again, for the 2020 vision, for the Democrats, for the Republican, or for whatever national or political affiliation or corporate affiliation or whatever. They doing it for likes and shares on social media. They doing it for all kind of things, but they ain't doing it for Yah. If it ain't going to be Yah's servants, Yah, who else is going to do it? And when is the time if it's not now? Isaiah 66 verse 5 says, hear the word of Yahweh, you that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake. And that's what happens when you stand for the Most High. Your brethren going to hate you. Your people going to dislike you. Here he come talking about Yahweh. Here they come talking about Yahweh. What they talk, all they talk about is Yahweh. Every time you see him, Yahweh this and Yahweh that. They cast you out because of the name of Yahweh. Oh, why you ain't eating pork? Because Yahweh told you not. So if Yahweh told you not to eat that shrimp, you ain't going to eat it. If Yahweh told you not to work on a Saturday and make $5 million, you ain't going to do it. You ain't going to make that $5 million? Nope. Why not? For Yahweh. Oh, well, we ain't dealing with you. For your brethren who hated you, your own family will despise you because you love Yah. They mad at you because you don't come around during Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving. You're not sending out gifts and cards and wishes. And they say, well, why don't you do it, man? Yahweh told us not. Oh, man. Yahweh done told you not to be with your family. Well, if y'all going to eat rabbits and ducks and pigs, then no, I can't rock with you. Why not? For Yahweh. Now they don't like act like they can't talk to you. Why? For Yahweh. He says, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let Yahweh be glorified, but he shall be appear to you for joy. And they shall be ashamed when Yahweh comes, because you were saying, glorify the Most High, let Yahweh be magnified, let Yahweh be glorified. And when he comes to save you, you're going to be rejoicing. And you're going to say, praise Yahweh. I trusted you, Yah, and I knew that you would save us. But when they was calling on JC and they see it's Yahweh's name, they're going to have to hold down their head in shame, knowing that they should have listened. Yahweh is righteous, and there is none else. If we're going to be focused, we got to focus on this name, because Yahweh focused on his name. In all these scriptures where Yahweh said he's doing this for his holy name's sake, I ain't never seen what he say he's doing it for JC. Our people got to come away from these wicked lies and down these idols and stop following after these false prophets that don't talk to you, teach you, show you, and magnify the name of Yah tomorrow. We praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and forever let the name of Yahweh be magnified. And Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Shalom. Praise the name of Yahweh.
Yah, do I lift up my soul? And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.